Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich with a smile, it's still a crap sandwich.
It is still a crap sandwich, even if you put butter on it. There's no doubt about it. If you're feeding a person a crap sandwich, even with a smile and butter, it's still a crap sandwich. This is what you need to understand about what happened in the Missouri House of Representatives yesterday. And I'm still digging through the consequences here. I'm still digging through the details, because nothing is black and white. There are gray areas here. But here's what I do know. Yesterday, Nick Schroer out in St. Charles County stood up for you if you believe that Republicans should stand up for the voters of Missouri. If you believe that the congressional maps in Missouri should reflect the will of the voters of Missouri, Nick Schroer stood up for you yesterday in the House, in my opinion, which is what this is about, my opinion. Yesterday, Nick Schroer tried to force a vote on a 7-1 map with redistricting. I've been telling you about this for weeks. I don't know what you're hearing on other outlets, in other news outlets in town. They have not been paying nearly enough attention to this issue. And now, because Nick Schroer got rebuffed yesterday in his attempt to draw a 7-1 map in Missouri, We've ended up with a map approved by the Missouri House that is the same, effectively 6-2 map that we had before, except it weakens the second congressional district. And it may not happen this fall when Ann Wagner's up for reelection, but within a very short period of time, 2 years, 4 years, the second congressional district could turn blue. And that doesn't have to happen. Your Republican legislators in Jeff City, in that vote yesterday, failed you, in my opinion. Why would you try to water down the second congressional district just because you want to protect your little fiefdom? Because that's what's happened here. The strongest county in the state of Missouri when it comes to Republican and conservative votes is St. Charles County. The stated effort is to keep counties intact when dividing up congressional districts. Jefferson County was kept intact in this map. Jefferson County actually moved from the 8th congressional district to the 3rd congressional district. So from Jason Smith to Blaine Lutkemeyer. Blaine Lutkemeyer picked up Jefferson County in his district. Why not do the same thing for St. Charles County? But no, they didn't do that. They split St. Charles County and left a big chunk of it in Cori Bush's district. And ultimately, we're going to pay the price for this. Now, is it over? No. But yesterday might have been the best chance to get this done. And Republican leadership in the House, in my opinion, failed you on that. And you need to light up their phone lines over it. This really is ridiculous. I don't know that the map that Nick Schroer presented was, it would have been my preferred map, but even if that's not the one the majority took, they should have at least taken one that guaranteed the 6-2 map. From what I can tell, this one doesn't. And what we're going to do is dig into who voted how, because I know there are some gray areas here. But there were people who voted yes on this map that got approved yesterday that surprised me a little bit. And I've reached out to them this morning for explanations on why would you vote for this as it stands. And hopefully before the end of the show, we're going to have some more answers for you on that. It's a big deal, because now it's going to go to the Senate, right? What did we learn in the Senate last year? We learned in the Senate that powerful people, the people in power, don't always do what's in the best interest of conservatives. Because as a result of that, we have a gas tax increase in the state of Missouri. So now the conservative coalition in the Senate in Missouri will try to fix this. And then the only thing that's left past that is the governor and a potential veto, which I don't believe will happen, because they just want this to all be over and they want to move on with it. And you know, damn the torpedoes, effectively. And I don't understand it, but that's what happened yesterday in your Missouri House. So when I get more details on it, maybe some of these folks wake up this morning and answer my text messages, we can get you a few more answers as to why people voted the way they did and why they think this map was okay. It doesn't look okay to me. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.